This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much, and welcome, everybody, into another hour and edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by esteemed automotive journalist, editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com, Mark Williams, will be telling us all about some really cool stuff. So if you're a truck lover, this is the hour for you. Coming up in hour number two, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, they're going to be joined by George Douglas, who's a lubrication specialist. He has over 35 years of experience, and he's got an interesting website called oilhelp.com. He'll be sliding up to the microphone. Also coming up in hour number two, a gentleman who has an automotive website with an interesting twist. It's called Wheeled Planet. Ken Zvokal will be along in hour number two. And we've got lots more after that as well. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email anytime during the program, during the week, 24/7. Bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, joining us live here on the program from California is a gentleman that I had the pleasure of working alongside at Motor Trend. He was not only on the staff of Motor Trend, but he was also at that time the editor-in-chief of Truck Trend, but he's now moved on to bigger and better things. Editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com, Mark Williams. Welcome back to Auto World. Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Thanks. It's always great to hear your voice.
Well, it's always great to have you on the broadcast here because so many people love trucks, and it seems to have grown significantly in the last 25 or 30 years, Mark. I mean, when you look at the fact that the F-150 continues year after year to be the best-selling vehicle in America, that's saying a lot.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. There's been an evolution, kind of a constant evolution going on with the pickup truck. We've always, it seems like in the United States, we've always had this very strong affiliation with it, a very strong, almost love affair, if you will, with the pickup truck. It's a vehicle that allows you to do a lot of different things, not only help yourself in any kind of work you're trying to get done, but it often gets kind of roped into helping your neighbors or family or people that you just meet on the street. So it's kind of a cool vehicle in that sense. And as, just like you say, over the last 20 or 30 years, as they've become more, well, they've certainly advanced technologically, but also just from a luxury point of view, these manufacturers have not ignored the fact that people want more luxury, they want more technology, and as a consequence, those pickup truck manufacturers are making more profits. That's not accidental, that they've read the market, they understand what they want, and they're giving us the products that are making them money.
It's really interesting that you touch on the luxury side of things because it is so true. I mean, years ago, you didn't have such a thing as a luxury-laden pickup truck. Now you've got ones from all the different manufacturers. And just I was remembering a conversation that I had with a Ford truck executive, and he said, you know, we had a Platinum Edition, and that wasn't enough for certain people. We had to go even a step further. So even when they get to the really pricey $50,000 and $60,000 mark, that's still not enough for some folks.
Well, that's absolutely true. I'm old enough to remember when the top trim level for Ford was the Lariat. And then they came out with the the King Ranch version, and then they came out with the Platinum, and then they came out with the Limited. And it's very possible they might still come out with another one. But Ford, Ford seems to understand that people are comfortable paying for what they want and what they need. And if a pickup truck can be, you know, the luxury sedan and the work truck on the weekend, or the play truck going out to the river or to the lake or up into the mountains, then in some ways I think that buyer might be thinking they're saving money only having to buy one vehicle that can do double duty instead of having to buy two vehicles to deal with those particular needs.
That's so true, Mark, because it does, in fact, in suburbia, sometimes play the role as the family vehicle, as they have now accessible four-door crew cabs and all the luxury ingredients you could possibly want. Interestingly enough, Texas is the number one market for pickup trucks, and I know every year you attend the Texas State Fair, and I thought of you the other day as I got out of a car at a supermarket, and it was parked alongside a Texas edition vehicle. Is this something that we see from just one manufacturer or other manufacturers making specific Texas editions?
Yeah, well, if it's absolutely true that Chevy, Ford, and Ram, and I think even Toyota now too. I'm not sure if Nissan has jumped on the full-size pickup truck Texas edition bandwagon yet, but that might be right around the corner too. But no, you're exactly right. With so many vehicles being sold in Texas being pickup trucks, which seems kind of logical in certain ways. I mean, a big country, big states, you have, people who have to do a lot of big things with their vehicles, then absolutely. They probably sell more heavy duties as well as half-ton trucks in that state than they do in any other state in the country. And probably if you combined regions like, you know, the Southeast or the Northwest, Texas probably outsells those particular regions in pickup truck sales as well. But that's why the manufacturers have figured out, well, if we come out with our own Texas edition, make those particular buyers in that particular state feel a little more connected to what they have to offer, I think that makes perfect sense.
Another thing we should touch on is demographics. I mean, years ago you would not see many women driving trucks, but nowadays it's not an uncommon sight. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine who lives in Las Vegas, who works in the broadcasting industry, has a girlfriend who is a television sports anchor on one of the Las Vegas television stations, and she's making a good living. She could afford to buy a Corvette or a Mercedes, whatever she would like, but oh no, she has a pickup truck. So it's the truck of choice. It's the vehicle of choice for lots of people who have disposable dollars that necessarily in the past might have gone someplace else.
Yeah, no, that's a very good point. And that's not lost on the manufacturers. They watch very carefully exactly what the demographics are on who's buying their vehicles. And they're very aware. All the big pickup truck manufacturers if they're going to ignore women buyers, it's going to be at their peril. So they have to, when they're upgrading their interiors, when they're thinking about style or how easy or difficult it is to get in and out of a vehicle, or whether or not they're going to offer some, you know, electric steps for shorter people, or, you know, more leg room for taller people. It doesn't matter what sex you are at that point. If you're either going to fit comfortably and like what that manufacturer is going to offer, or you're not. And if you're not going to offer what people need, then you're going to see that reflected in the sales month to month.
Certainly, we've seen a big hit with the Chevrolet Colorado and the GMC Sierra. And when we come back on the other side, we'll talk about the new Colorado ZR2 and a recent comparison test. It's all straight ahead as Auto World continues on great radio stations across North America, around the world, GCNLive.com. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Kevin from PageEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PageEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PageEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PageEducation shows you how at PageEducation.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Mark Williams is along for the ride. He is editor-in-chief at PickupTrucks.com. Check that out. And before the break there, we were talking about the popularity of the pickup truck and the demographics and the state of Texas. And certainly one of the hot stories over the last time flies here, a year or two, is the resurgence of the smaller truck. Boy, GM made a wise move bringing back the Colorado and Canyon into the mix and filling a much-needed void. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts about the rise in this particular class of truck.
Yeah, the midsize segment has gone through quite a few changes over the last several years. It wasn't that long ago that we had a lot of choices. I mean, there were almost a dozen different choices in that compact slash midsize segment. But as full-size pickup trucks got less expensive, some of them got a little bit smaller, they kind of overlapped in that compact and midsize pickup truck segment, so that really shrunk. In fact, before this new generation of Colorado and Canyon came out, there were really only three, four different competitors in that midsize segment. The Toyota Tacoma obviously has been around forever, and that's the number one seller in that segment. But I think you're exactly right. GM is not getting enough credit for the risk that they've taken recreating these new Chevy Colorados and GMC Canyons and throwing them out in the market. And they're selling like hotcakes. I mean, the Colorado in particular is selling probably 9,000 and 10,000 units a month. That's tremendous. The GMC Canyon, which is on a little smaller volume scale, still gets built in the exact same plant in Missouri, but that's only selling maybe 2,000 and 3,000 a month. But still, that's 120,000 vehicles a year, which is going to be making General Motors a good amount of money. And they're being very smart with a lot of the different trim packages and options they're offering and pricing it very well, making sure that people know that if they don't want a full-size pickup truck, that Silverado or that Sierra that GM offers, then this is a nice option. They can get the extended cab or the crew cab and still have it be about 12 to 15 inches shorter in overall length, but still provide a lot of the same payload benefits, towing benefits, and cargo carrying benefits.
So true, Mark. And certainly these have been embraced by consumers, and now we've got the new Colorado ZR2. Tell us a little bit about the background. Give us a little verbal walk around the ZR2.
Yeah, this is something a lot of us have been desperately waiting for from General Motors. We've watched, obviously, General Motors go through its little peaks and valleys over the last few decades, but the ZR2, for people who have been around a while, might recognize that particular name, ZR2. It used to be their kind of off-road vehicle trim package that they offered both on their small SUVs and even on the parallel pickup trucks as well, too. It was a nice little package. Bigger wheels and tires, bigger fender flares, had a little bit of suspension lift, better shocks and suspension. So that all went away once they went through their contraction phase, but they've done something a little more special than just a trim package with some pretty cool stickers and different wheels and tires now. They've really upped the credibility of that name, that ZR2, but this still is their off-road, most off-road capable pickup truck, I would say, that they have across their entire lineup. They've given it a bit of a suspension lift, so it's got taller springs in front, the coil springs, and rearch leaf springs in the back. And they've also got these big cutouts in the front fender to give it an incredible approach angle for any off-roading. They put some great, I think they're Goodyear Wrangler either all-terrain or mud-terrain tires on the thing. But the key to this particular package is bending down and looking underneath the truck. At each corner, there's a set of, I think they call them DSSV shock absorbers. So instead of, I don't want to get us lost in the weeds here on shock technology, but usually it's just a bunch of little discs with holes in them that either restricts or allows fluid to go up and down the shock to basically absorb any of that punishing terrain that you might be blasting through with your pickup truck on. But they use a completely different technology in the ZR2 called spool valves. So there are these incredibly tunable spool valves, and in some cases they might have two, three, or even four different spool valves to accommodate different types of punishing terrain, either at high speeds or if you're doing low-speed rock crawling. So that technology, and GM has used this company before with their Camaro, I think it's the ZL1. Is that the high-performance road racing Camaro?
Yeah,
that they
sure
offer?
Is.
It has the high-performance shocks from the exact same supplier. But this allowed GM to say, hey, we love the shocks that you've done for the Camaro. Do you think you could do something that would allow us to do some great, you know, cross-country desert running as well as some extreme rock crawling to accommodate this new ZR2 package? And what they've created here is absolutely amazing. I don't know how much it costs to design and make those shock absorbers, but whatever the price, the buyer is getting a steal, because you can get a fully loaded ZR2 either in the extended cab or the crew cab for under, I think the pricing starts at about $40,000, and even a fully loaded one with a diesel engine. So this will not only be another mid-sized pickup truck from GM offered with a small diesel engine, the only diesel engine in that segment, but they're also going to offer it to people who want this extreme off-road package to give them better towing and maybe even better fuel economy no matter what kind of off-roading they're doing. So I apologize, I might be all over the map here, but this is a vehicle to get exciting about. If you haven't seen one, go to a dealership and take a look at it. And if you can get a test drive and you can get out on dirt, I would highly recommend it.
Yeah, it sounds like a great vehicle, and it's very interesting that they're using the same supplier who worked out the shock system for the Camaro, the ZL1. Mark Williams is with us, editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com. We're talking about the Colorado ZR2, and recently you guys had an opportunity to do a comparison test with that vehicle along with the Toyota Tacoma TRD Pro. Tell us a little bit about what you did in that comparison test.
Yeah, it didn't take us very long at all. I mean, you know how the manufacturers invite us to drive their vehicles, and for the Colorado ZR2 test, GM had us out, and we were in Colorado and got to do some amazing trails, did a little bit of jumping, did some close course racing. So it was all wonderful. But at PickupTrucks.com, our readers are a little more desirous of competition. Where does it fall when it's competing against its head-to-head segment competitor? And really,
absolutely,
the only other kind of credible, serious off-road vehicle in that mid-sized pickup truck segment, since Jeep isn't offering anything yet, is the Toyota Tacoma TRD Pro.
Thank you for listening.
Excellent. Hold that thought.
Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns were setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining me. I was talking to my 6-year-old between the break there. Lucy, going into first grade. Hard to believe it, but time marches on. Mark Williams is with us. He is esteemed automotive journalist, editor-in-chief, PickupTrucks.com, and we're setting up this comparison test, and it certainly makes the most sense to pit these two vehicles up against each other. You've got the new Colorado ZR2 from the Chevrolet General Motors portfolio, and then of course you've got the Tacoma with the TRD. So these are the real serious boys when it comes to off-roading. Tell us a little bit about the comparison test. What kind of ride and drive, and what kind of stuff did you do?
Yeah, we had them both in Southern California, so we took them to a local off-road park that also gave us an opportunity to quite a few back-to-back drives over particular sections of hill climbs and hill descents and rutted dirt roads and sand washes and all sorts of different features that we were able to kind of get both of our judges, me and a colleague of mine, were out there with the trucks and just got to rotate in and out of these vehicles over these different types of terrain, and we really got a good sense on exactly what strengths each of the vehicles have, and quite frankly, what weaknesses. Every vehicle has weaknesses, and these two midsize pickup trucks weren't any different. But it was interesting to see how they contrasted. The ZR2 strategy, front and rear electronic locking differentials, so you've got that solidly locking front and rear locker. Also has a very interesting off-road mode you could use in two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive high or four-wheel drive low that allows the wheels to slip a little bit more. If you want to do some sand wash running or driving over dunes or doing some higher speed stuff, it just allows you that little more wheel spin before the traction control starts getting a little bit nervous. And on the Toyota side, it's a little bit different because they have what's called crawl control, and you can only use it in four-wheel drive low range. But it's essentially, and this is also technology that's used on the Land Cruiser and even on select 4Runners as well, too. So this is their extreme off-road package that they've now included in the Tacoma as well. And it basically takes over control of the traction system. So it computer controls how much traction each tire is slipping and where it has the most traction of all four tires to deliver the most power from the engine to that tire with the most traction. So after you select the speed that you want, and that's really all you're doing, all you do is steer. You don't touch the brakes. You don't touch the throttle. You just let the tires figure out how to get up and over any obstacles that are in front of you, any ruts that are underneath you. It determines where to put that exact amount of traction necessary to move you forward. And that's if you're buried in sand or sitting up on a steep rock face with big boulders in front of you. It's going to try to figure out with every ounce of its energy coming from that engine how to move forward. So it was very interesting to see them both work against each other, but we broke it down into 9 different categories, compared them head-to-head, scored them on a 1 through 10 point system, and in the end came out with a winner.
That's great. So break the suspense here. What was the overall winner? And tell us some of the reasons why this vehicle got the nod.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, we had 9 categories. And this is going to sound a little bit odd, but let me walk you through this. 9 categories. 2 of them were a tie. 4 of them were won by the Toyota by very slim margins. 3 of them were won by the Chevy by rather significant margins. So by the time we totaled out all the points, the TRD Pro Tacoma got 138 points, and the Chevy Colorado ZR2 got 143 points. So not a dominating win, but an absolute win for this new Colorado ZR2. And we had the diesel version, so it didn't do so well in the acceleration tests, whether that was on pavement or even on some of the sandy dirt roads and gravel roads that we did some testing on as well, too. But obviously it did pretty well in fuel economy, but ultimately, just by a nose, I think that Colorado ZR2 has proved itself to be the leader in that segment.
That is great. Our telephone number, if you have a question for Mark about the Colorado ZR2, or if you'd like to talk the Tacoma TRD, we would love to hear from you via the telephone at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. I'll throw it a truck question, because this is another vehicle that I saw recently and kind of had forgotten about it, and that is about a pickup truck from Jeep. Of course, there are rumors, more than rumors, it's been confirmed they are going to build a Jeep pickup truck of sorts, but this won't be the first time we've seen a small pickup truck from Jeep. I saw one of these vehicles on the road the other day. It begins with the letter C. What was the Jeep pseudo pickup truck that was produced for a number of years? Give us a call at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com, and guess what? We got a cool prize from you from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Warren Tracy will send you something really, really cool. Mark, before we go any further, why don't we talk a little bit about PickupTrucks.com? It's part of the Cars.com family, and that certainly is a great family to be a part of. For those who have never taken the opportunity to visit the site, give us an idea of what they can usually find and what are some of the cool things that you would like to point out.
Yeah, well, just to talk about Cars.com for a minute, what we want to try to do is make the experience, and sometimes, unfortunately, it's a very painful and difficult experience for people, but what we want to try to do is make that experience as easy and as painless for people. So we try to collect, through the dealerships that we partner with around the country, we try to provide as much information as possible about their stock of new and used vehicles on their lots and how much that they're trying to sell that vehicle for. So we try to provide as much information about a specific given vehicle from a photograph point of view to a technical point of view with information. And then if you want to try to find out what the editorial side of the Cars.com family thinks about it, you can also go to different stories and reviews that we've written about that vehicle and even offer some ratings if you're more interested in fuel economy, more interested in overall reliability, or more interested in how long or how big a trailer you can tow behind it. That's information that we want to provide from the editorial side so you can make the best, fairest decision possible on what vehicle might suit your needs best. So we do that at Cars.com. We also have connections and access to all that dealer information on PickupTrucks.com. So if you want to go to PickupTrucks.com, type in your zip code, basically, you'll find out exactly what new and used vehicles within your particular search parameters that you plug in are near you, and then that dealership can provide you with how much those vehicles cost or what they're looking to sell it for, and then you can either call them directly or just head down to those dealerships or set up an appointment and see if you can't work out a deal. But we're trying to sell as many new and used vehicles on the website as possible, and from the editorial side, provide you with as much.
Okay, hold that thought.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com, or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com, or call 800-370-2986.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed, it is Auto World, and we are very happy to be joined by one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast, esteemed automotive journalist, editor-in-chief at PickupTrucks.com, which is part of the Cars.com family of websites and resources, and lots of cool stuff there, to say the least. So let's talk about an upcoming shootout that you're going to be doing. And this sounds like a really possible competitive fight, to say the least. You've got the GMC Sierra Denali on one end, and then you've got the Ford Super Duty. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing with this upcoming test, Mark.
Yeah, this is a direct head-to-head comparison test in the one ton dually diesel segment. So this is kind of the top tier, biggest, baddest monster pullers that you can buy out there. So we're taking the all new Ford F-350 dually crew cab. I think it's a Lariat trim package, and we're putting that up against our last winner when we did this 3 years ago. This same kind of one ton dually diesel comparison test, which was the GMC Sierra 3500. So we've taken the Denali this time around, and it actually has an all-new Duramax that's been completely redesigned. Still the same size, 6.6-liter single turbo, but it's got a much more impressive and sophisticated turbocharger on it now. That's putting out 445 horsepower and 910 foot-pounds of torque up against the Ford Super Duty, which has 440 horsepower and 925 foot-pounds of torque. So these are the monster pullers that are going to go head-to-head.
Oh, that's going to be oodles and boodles of fun, Mark. That sounds fantastic. Can you believe that you're actually saying those figures? Did you ever think, you know, just like the horsepower numbers we see today, did you ever think we'd be in a place where we would have, straight from the factory, 900 pound-feet of torque?
It's absolutely crazy how much, especially pulling power, they're getting out of these engines. But the technology and the computer power is just going up leaps and bounds, and what it's resulting in is better fuel economy and more pulling power and more strength from these engines that are weighing 6,000 and 7,000 pounds. So it is. I absolutely agree. These are amazing times that we live in.
Most definitely. Got a question here from Peter. Peter is in Oklahoma City, and Peter wants to know if you've had the opportunity to drive the 2017 Raptor, one of his favorite cars.
Yeah, it's also one of our favorite vehicles, too. Yeah, 2017 is a great year for the Raptor because they've put in the essentially the high-performance EcoBoost. So it's got the V6 twin-turbo EcoBoost engine in it, but it's almost, it's crazy, almost 400 horsepower, or maybe I think 420 horsepower out of a V6 and a 10-speed transmission with five different performance settings on it. That does include a sport mode, and that sport mode gives you just gobs of power right off the line in two-wheel drive, so you can drive it around town as much as you want. But if you want to race that on a dirt track as well, too, it advances the traction control system. I could talk and bore you to death about the Ford Raptor and how much fun it is to drive. But we did a big comparison test. Last year, off-road only, we had the Power Wagon, we had a couple of Nissan Pro 4Xs, and that thing is just a monster on the trail. No matter what kind of trail or sand dunes or hill climb you put that thing up against, there's a setting that allows that thing to just claw its way up anything you can throw in front of it. Yeah, it's a great vehicle.
Fantastic.
It's pricey, so you got to brace yourself when you go in and look at a sticker. But if you really love to drive both on and off-road, it's an amazing vehicle.
And I imagine it's no doubt going to have great resale value, too, because it's been so embraced by the truck folks, the off-roading folks, and certainly in the history of all the performance vehicles coming out of Ford, going back to SVO and SVT and the current performance division. This is the best-selling product of all time, which always surprises me.
Yeah, no, and this particular package, obviously, the Raptor is a very special limited-run production, so that's never going to be flooding the market. I can always spot them no matter what the year is, but they stand out from the crowd, which is exactly what they should do.
Absolutely. Got a question here from Adam. Adam is listening in New Hampshire, and Adam has a question about diesels. He says in his email here that he is very much interested in a mid-size diesel pickup truck, and he would like some recommendations from Mark, and also he wants to be reassured that there isn't going to be any of the diesel-type scandals that we've seen from the German manufacturers. Well, there's no way we can guarantee that, but hopefully that we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, no, that's a perfectly legitimate question, and something I think that hopefully the industry will get better at addressing and dealing with. But for right now, as far as a diesel in the midsize segment, there's only one choice. Toyota's not offering anything. Nissan right now isn't offering anything. So the Chevy Colorado and the GMC Canyon you can get with that 2.8 liter four-cylinder turbocharged. They're calling it the Duramax, so it's essentially a baby Duramax. And it gets fairly good fuel economy, but it's the torque that you get out of that engine. I think it's like 370 foot-pounds of torque out of that thing. So if you have a small, medium, or even a 5,000-pound boat, that diesel in that mid-sized pickup truck would have no problem towing it.
Good question. We'll continue to take a few more questions, and certainly we'd love a telephone call or two. We got that trivia question out there. I kind of tried to make it easy for you folks, but Jeep is going to be building a new pickup truck. Yeah, you know, it's not going to be kind of traditional, at least if they follow suit from previous treks down that path. But just the other day I saw one of these Jeep pickup trucks, begins with the letter Z, C, as in Charlie. Can you tell me the name of that Jeep pickup truck? And what's the latest on that, Mark? I know the folks at FCA are very careful about embargoes and very careful about not going too far, but it's a given that we're going to see some sort of Jeep meets pickup truck in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, pretty quick. quick. I mean, we've seen, we have fairly good connections with a couple of our spy photographers who are out there who are basically just positioning themselves both in Death Valley and near the FCA testing headquarters, and they've been able to get some photos. And it looks like we have a new Wrangler, obviously, coming out toward the end of this year or next year. And a lot of those same styling cues, I mean, obviously the spy photos we're getting are pretty heavily camouflaged, but it looks like there are going to be a lot of those exterior styling cues on the new that are going to be on the new Wrangler will also carry over to the pickup truck. And we know that they're going to be built out of the same plant, so that makes perfect sense from a cost savings point of view for FCA. So I think, yeah, whatever the next Wrangler is going to look like, we're going to see a lot of that reflected in the new pickup truck that comes about a year after that.
Certainly the Wrangler, as I've touched on before, is such an iconic vehicle, such a vehicle with such a loyal following. This is like redesigning the Corvette or redesigning the Mustang or a 911 from Porsche. I don't envy those folks at FCA in trying to raise the bar and at the same time not upset the regular folks that just love it just the way it is.
Yeah, there's obviously the two schools of thought. You know, which designer has the bigger challenge, the one who starts with a completely white sheet of paper or the guy who has to redesign the next Wrangler? And I think everybody who kind of understands the industry knows that the guy who's going to get all the pressure and feel all the stress and have a lot of sleepless nights is the guy who's going to, you know, try to do the next generation, just like you say, the Corvette or the 911 or the Jeep Wrangler. That's got to be a hugely difficult task to try to get done.
Most definitely. And any time frame on that, Mark? How far off would you guesstimate we'll see that Jeep pickup truck?
Yeah, I think a lot of FCA's time and energy and promotion is going to be with this next generation Wrangler, which should be next year. So 2019 is going to be a huge year for a lot of manufacturers. Jeep, with their pickup truck, will probably get us a first look at it. We might even be able to get to drive it before then. Also, General Motors with their new Silverado half-ton and GMC Sierra half-ton is coming out. But also Ram is going to make a big redesign and refresh with their Ram half-ton as well.
Excellent, Mark. Time is short. Thank you so much for...
Attention, Jeep and truck owners. J.C. Whitney is giving away a complete vehicle makeover worth up to $15,000 and a trip to SEMA. All you have to do is go to blog.jcwhitney.com/wrenchandride and upload a picture of your rig today for a chance to win. Check out our event calendar to find out when the J.C. Whitney Wrench and Ride Tour is visiting your favorite car show.
Hi, this is Kevin from PageEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PageEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PageEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PageEducation shows you how at PageEducation.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.